Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight to your phone calls. We'll start with Clayton in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Clayton.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, me and two buddies were out in the back alley, and cops walked up on us and caught us smoking a J.
Uh-oh.
And I was wondering how to get out of it.
So you were arrested?
No, I was cited, and I had to go to court. I went to court.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I pled not guilty because all I have is the joint that was on the ground.
Okay. And so what is the citation? It's a citation for smoking marijuana? What is it, like a fine?
Well, I'm not sure what it is yet. I forgot to ask the judge when I was in there, but I got to go back on May 6th to talk to the prosecuting attorney.
Hmm. Okay. So you're wondering, you said you've already pled not guilty?
Yes.
I'd stick with not guilty.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know anything about that joint that was on the ground.
Okay.
I mean, it's supposed to be that they have to, you know, prove that you were smoking a joint. Do they have any other evidence? Like, did they test you?
Did you admit to it?
Well, at first, they told me whatever I said, they wouldn't hold against me and they wouldn't arrest me. So I said I didn't know anything.
Okay.
Well, after about 2 minutes of this combativeness of them against me, they finally read me my Miranda rights, at which time I said, okay, I told them what they wanted to hear, which apparently was I told them that, okay, yeah, I took a couple of puffs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You don't want to be honest with the cops. They lie to you, so, you know, there's no point in really answering their questions. Better to not even answer them than to lie to them. But, I mean, even lying is better than, I think, telling the truth in that case. Not that I'm a legal, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving legal advice or anything like
sure.
that.
Well, what about being under duress? I thought I was going to jail. I wanted to stay out of jail.
Duress sounds like a lawyer's, then you're starting to get into the arena where you need an attorney. When you're starting to, you know, talk about, I was under duress. Well, you know, I mean, they're going to run you right through the meat grinder if you don't have an attorney when you're claiming things like being under duress or, I was, mentally incapable at the time or, you know, when you start getting into those, different, pleas rather than, prove I had that joint.
Well, what you might want to do is take a look at Mark Stevens' website, adventuresinlegalland.com. It's an interesting approach. I mean, if at this point you've already admitted to the cops, then what you might want to try to do is just sort of impeach the system itself. And we've actually got one of our listeners, Sam in Texas, who's going to be going to court tomorrow using Mark Stevens' approach. And presuming he's not arrested or not thrown into jail cell as a result, he'll call in probably tomorrow night or the next day to let us know how it went. So you might want to keep listening to the show and see what happens with Sam and then see if that approach might help you in your situation. But best of luck, okay? And let us know what happens. Thank you, Clayton.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's so hard. It's so hard to be in those circumstances, where you get the idea that if you'll just tell them whatever it is that they want to hear,
they want you to think.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we'll go easy on you. Just be honest with us. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then turns out they arrest you anyway. At least in Clayton's case, he got a summons and he didn't get thrown in a jail cell that particular night. So I suppose it could have been worse. But as far as what do you do about the citation, well, you didn't agree to follow the marijuana rules in the first place, did you? So I think impeaching the system or refusing to participate in it or refusing to acknowledge its legitimacy is pretty much all you can do at that point. Because if you acknowledge its legitimacy, then you acknowledge their control over you, and then you might as well pay their fine. Because if you don't pay the fine, they're going to throw you in a jail cell, right? But if you can get them to throw the case out, then you don't have to pay them anything. And we don't know how effective Mark Stevens' approach is going to be for Sam, because he went a few weeks ago to court, and managed to spend quite a long time going through several questions with the judge, because basically, the way I understand it, is that according to the system that we have, this government judicial system that claims to be fair, they have to put on this show, basically, to make it look like it's as fair as it can possibly be. So, basically, Sam went in there with these pre-written questions that he wanted to ask prior to the actual start of... actually, there wasn't going to be a trial. He came in, he told the judge he was intending to plead guilty, but he wasn't sure exactly what was going on. He wanted to make sure he understood the process, because you comprehending what's going on in that courtroom is an important factor.
Yeah.
And if you don't comprehend what's going on, and they ask you if you understand, or if they ask you if you're comprehending this, and you tell them yes, well then okay, they've moved through that phase, and they're going to move to the trial phase. But in Sam's case, he didn't understand, and he began asking question after question to try to clarify the situation. And he had 18 pages of questions that he was planning on going through, and I think he only got through about 6 of the pages. So it was at that point that they came to sort of an impasse where Sam had some incorrect information, and they called off the case for that particular day, and so they scheduled it for, I think, tomorrow. So we'll find out what happens. Sam has consulted again with Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. I was privy to that phone consultation the other day, so I got to actually kind of listen in on that.
I'm very interested in this because Sam's sort of like they derailed him a little bit,
yeah,
made it difficult. And George, TSA George, tried this with a traffic ticket or something like that, and it went poorly. And I get the impression that if you don't know exactly what you're talking about in front of these these lawyer types, that they're gonna derail you, and this defense won't work.
Yeah, maybe so, but it's worth a try, right? Because otherwise, you're just paying their damn fine. Or going to jail.
You're going to have a hell of a time fighting a fine when a fine for possession of marijuana when you said, I possessed that marijuana, when you said, yes, that was my joint, or
well, right.
Yes, I puffed off that joint, or whatever off that joint, and
exactly.
Then you try to say, no, I didn't.
Right, so...
That's going to be damn difficult.
Yeah, there's really no way he can win, as far as I'm no expert, but it seems like if he's admitted to smoking the marijuana and he wants to go and claim he then did not actually smoke the marijuana but told the cops he had,
that's
going to be a tough case.
He has a defense with a lawyer when he says with that duress claim that he has. I think that's that much is true, but it's going to cost so much to get that,
I don't think that's a claim that a lawyer is going to take into a courtroom. The lawyer is going to tell him to just, look, pay the fine.
Oh, no. A lawyer is going to take his money.
Okay, but yeah, and then he's going to advise him to take the to pay the fine. Because, well, sorry, man, you admitted to it.
Yeah, likely.
I'll try to get the fine reduced for you.
It's possible. I don't know. I mean, at that point, we're speculating. We simply don't know.
Well, that much is true. But still, I mean, he's not going to do well in a trial.
No.
And so why not actually try to stop the trial from happening by taking the Mark Stevens approach? It's worth a shot.
I think it's worth a shot.
We'll see what happens with Sam. Again, he's going out there tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be kind of a big day for activism, at least for our listeners. Sam in Texas is going to go to court. And then Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report is going to be doing an instance of disobedience. Have you heard about
really?
This, Mark?
No, I don't think so. I have. No.
He had to put it off from last week. I think he might have mentioned it before. But basically what he's going to do is he's going to set up a puppet show out in front of the state house here in New Hampshire. And you might be saying to yourself, what? I thought you said it was civil disobedience. It is. Here in New Hampshire, performing a puppet show for profit without a license, without a permit from the state, is illegal. And so the question is, will he be arrested for performing a puppet show? Or will he be arrested for like a protest without a permit, or gathering on the state house lawn without a permit or something? There may be actually some other violation they'll slap him with, mm-hmm, beyond the puppet show thing. So we will see what occurs tomorrow with that particular instance as well. So lots coming up here to talk about. And since we're talking about the police and arresting people, just moments before the program tonight, I was watching some video that's, well, I guess it's all too typical these days. Still disturbing, but typical. Of the police arresting photographers in New York City and knocking people off their bicycles. Knocking peaceful people off their bicycles. We'll explain all that coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory tests proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens in up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version of the show, so enjoy those for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th, and at Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, and listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize with other liberty-loving activists around the fire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. So, according to BoingBoing.net, in March 2007, a free speech and free assembly rally was held in Union Square to protest a new NYPD rule of dubious constitutionality, instituting a permit requirement for any assembly of 50 or more people on foot or on bicycle in New York City. While the restriction would apply to any assembly of 50 or more people, and isn't there... In that Constitution, Mark, let's see, Amendment 1, the right of the people to peaceably assemble shall not be infringed.
That sounds like an infringement. When you put a limit on it, it sounds like you're infringing.
Yeah, it would seem that way to me. But I guess police in New York City disagree, so they're going to do what they're going to do, right? Apparently, in this particular instance, it was enacted as a transparent attempt to shut down, harass, or frustrate the critical mass bicycle rides that have occurred monthly in Manhattan for at least 10 years. Now, I don't claim to know much about what the critical mass bike rides are, but it doesn't sound too dangerous to me. It's been going on for 10 years.
Bike ride.
Every single month. After the rally proper, a critical mass ride set out north from Union Square only to be subjected to outrageous and illegal treatment by New York police officers in Times Square under the supervision and instigation of Sergeant Timothy Horho. Despite the numerous video-verified complaints of unlawful arrest and the numerous provably false sworn statements in police reports documenting the incident, the Civilian Complaint Review Board said in March of this year that they cannot act to punish the officers involved for their willful perjury. So, as usual, the police get away with abusing people, and nothing happens. Even the Civilian Complaint Review Board did not take action. Actually, I'm guessing that's probably not made up of civilians. It's probably a police-staffed complaint review board. But either way, they did nothing, and that's the important part here. And I had watched some of this video footage, and of course we'll post a link to it on our BBS a little bit later tonight. But I watched some of the video footage. It's a 12-minute-long video really outlining what exactly happened. This Sergeant Horho was literally pushing people off of their bicycles as they would ride by him. There was a video footage of him grabbing one guy and pulling him off his bike, and another guy shoving him after he had passed the officer, shoving him in the back and knocking him over, tipping over his bicycle.
Jeez.
And that was the very beginning. At that point, there were people with cameras all around because, again, this was right after a rally. And so there's people with cameras all over the place taking pictures. And as usual, the cops started being very, very threatening towards the camera operators. They demanded that they move out of the immediate area. And the camera operators, they complied. But then the cops continued to pursue them. And they arrested several of them. And they dropped the charges, as a matter of fact, because they probably knew they had no case. But that doesn't make good. The police dropping the charges doesn't make good. In one of these cases, one camera operator was being held in jail for 22 hours after
right.
he was arrested.
You know, and when they're violating the Constitution like that, especially dropping the charges is a defensive measure on their part.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go to court and be told, you can't do this, guys, because then they've got a court order saying they can't do that. That guy's not going to get back his 22 hours. He sat in there. It was, I'm sure it stunk being in jail there, not following the officer's orders when they're giving unconstitutional orders. What's an American to do?
He said the guy that was in jail for 22 hours, there are some others, again, a number of them went to jail, but the one guy that was in there for 22 hours had been ordered away, and he had begun crossing the street after he was ordered away when the sergeant actually followed him over there and then proceeded to threaten him again and then arrested him after he'd already gone across the street. He ordered him away again, and he said, okay, and began to leave that area. And that's when the sergeant arrested him at that point, put him in jail for 22 hours. But then in the police deposition, in the charges they filed against this guy, which I believe were later dropped, but in the deposition, the cops claimed that he was interfering with the arrest of another lady who, according to the video footage, was arrested clearly after he was arrested. So how is it that he was interfering with an arrest of a lady that was arrested after he was arrested? He was across the street.
Sounds like a bunch of hooey to me.
Right. Well, the video footage, there were enough cameras around
to where the, you know, the footage could be put together and you could very clearly see that the cops were lying even after the fact about the events that occurred that particular day. So even though there was clear evidence that the cops were lying in their testimony, the Citizens Review Board, Civilian Complaint Review Board, still says they can't act to punish the officers involved for their willful perjury. Why is that? Is it because they dropped the charges? And that if they drop the charges, if the cops have lied about the cases up until that point, then it doesn't matter if the cops lied? Is that the logic there? I don't really know. If you can comment here, 800-259-9231.
Well, there's been ruling after ruling that cops can use deception.
Mm-hmm.
But
this wasn't deception in order to make an arrest.
Yeah.
This was deception in the police report where they said, well, we had to arrest this guy because he was interfering with our arrest of this other lady. But wait a minute, no, he wasn't, because you'd arrested him first. So that's not the same thing, Mark. That's perjury.
Well, that could be, one can claim, the police officers can claim at that point, well, you know, it was heat of the moment, the fog of war, as it were.
Sure.
It must have been another arrest.
Yeah, you're right. And you're right. They can do whatever they want to do. And that's the point of bringing up this story. As we do from time to time, we bring you police abuse stories, because there's never any shortage. There's never any shortage of some new police instance of the police abusing American people. And there's never any shortage of the results where they continue to get let off. Where 9 times out of 10, if not more often than that, 95 out of 100, these cops just get to walk away and they keep their jobs and they're at worst will get a slap on the hand.
You know, I get that impression that certainly, you know, it appears as though the onus of proof lies with the citizen rather than with the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
If a cop says something, then it doesn't matter whether what he says is true or not. You've got to fight that. I saw this guy. I mean, they could have grabbed somebody off the street, whatever. You just don't know. And they say this is what happened, and they're just stuck.
800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment here. We mentioned also, speaking of New York City, recently we talked about how they've got, they're not SWAT teams, they're just kind of goon squads that are patrolling the subway system. New York police that are armed to the teeth with automatic rifles, with body armor, with drug sniffing or bomb sniffing dogs with them. And looks like the machine guns, as far as the police are concerned, are now spreading outside New York. We'll tell you where the cops are going to be armed up next here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's orgoneproducts.org. orgoneproducts.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue the discussion here about New York City's police department, which they get away with some amazing stuff, as do police officers from around the country. Luckily, thank goodness, more people are now able to afford video cameras and audio recording devices. And, of course, in New York City, more people with cameras are more likely to be around. And we're seeing that happen here in New Hampshire as well, where more and more activists are arming up, if you will, with video cameras. We saw recently when we were at Freedom Fest, there was, some homeless guy or something like that got arrested on a warrant. And we had immediately, within seconds of the cops starting to pull him away from the crowd, had about 6 cameras surrounding him from every single angle. So it was pretty amazing to watch that happen. Luckily, here in New Hampshire, we're not dealing with police that are quite as fascist as what we're dealing with and what people are dealing with in New York. In fact, here in Keene, they seem to be all right guys. They seem to be relatively low key and they don't mind having cameras around. No one's messed with our people for having cameras.
I've had problems with cameras filming. Yes.
In Keene?
I told you. How many times do I have to tell you this story? Yes.
You have to tell me again because I don't remember.
I was walking by what appeared to be an arrest. They had 3 cops, right on the middle. You know how they like to stop in the middle mm-hmm. of the main street, so everybody has to go around them. So I stopped with my camera phone and I was videoing it. And the one cop's like, what are you doing? You can't do that. And I'm like, this
really?
Is a public street. And
I'm a member of the press.
I didn't say I'm a member of the press. It's been some time. And,
yeah.
I didn't have that. What do I care? It's a public. It's a street. And I said something like, this is a public street.
Well, they treat us better when there's more than one, I guess.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting. So in New York, there was a situation where apparently there's now a permit required for any assembly of over 50 people on foot or on bicycle. It was targeted against the critical mass bike rides that have been going on for a decade in Manhattan on a monthly basis. So they went ahead and they did another gathering. And it was after that that the cops started knocking people off their bicycles.
And once that happened, many of the cameras that were in the area for the gathering were turned on the arrests, were turned on them knocking an old man off of his bicycle and arresting him. And, of course, the cops don't like it when you've got cameras on their situation, and so they started harassing the photographers.
I don't know what they're worried about. If they don't have anything to hide, what's the problem with cameras?
Yeah, well, right. Well, in this case, they did. They didn't take everyone's cameras, though, luckily. They did arrest a number of these people. Many of them spent one guy spent 22 hours in jail. Their charges, most of them, were dropped. And I was watching the rest of the video during the break, so our internet listeners got to hear screaming over the internet feed because the audio is absolutely awful.
The audio is scary.
With a young lady who was there after at least a handful of arrests had already been made. They'd arrested a guy on a bicycle. They arrested a couple of photographers. One young lady was standing there with her camera, and there's video footage which is pretty closely taken of this. She's standing there a good probably 10 feet at least away from the guys that are arresting the gentleman who spent 22 hours in prison, or in jail, rather. She's standing at least 10 feet away, just standing there with her bicycle, standing off the bike with her camera, shooting pictures of that particular incident. Well, it's at that time that another cop comes up and starts asking her questions. She asks if she has her identification on her. And she does what we've been told is something you can do if the cops approach you on the street. She begins to walk away. You don't have, from what we understand, you have no obligation whatsoever to talk to a cop if you're on the street level. You know, they can arrest you. They can certainly arrest you if they believe you've done something. But as far as a cop just asking you questions, you have no obligation. He's just like any other stranger asking you questions on the street. You have no obligation to talk to him. So she started walking away from the cop, and it was at that point that they decided to arrest her too.
Well,
and charged her with all kinds of crap.
Don't you have to give them things like your ID, your name and address?
How could you be obligated to carry identification?
I don't know. I mean, I thought that there were rulings like that.
I believe there is some sort of Supreme Court ruling in regards to name and address, but I don't know about that, Mark. I mean, how could they make it so you speak to them?
I don't know how they can do that, but
right.
I can tell you that they'll arrest you for nonsense like, you know, interfering and all that.
That's what they did. They arrested her and they charged her with all kinds of nonsense, including two felonies.
I understand it has to be a legal stop and can name and city of residence only.
Yeah, right. I think that might work for if you pull somebody over, but I don't know if that applies to just street contact. If you are a law enforcement officer and you know a little bit more about that, we'd love to have you clear that up. 1-800-259-9231. Because when you're driving around, they could make the claim that, well, you know, you've agreed to the terms of your driver's license, and so therefore part of those terms are you have to answer these questions when we ask them of you. But if you're just walking down the street and somebody in a uniform comes up and demands to know who you are and where you live, I'd love to hear what you think on this one. Because this woman was taken down by multiple cops. She's a tiny little, you know, Chinese woman.
Yeah.
And it was just awful to watch this happen. She didn't hurt anybody. She didn't interfere in their investigation. They saw her taking pictures. They didn't like it. They targeted her, and they didn't like that she didn't bow down to them. There was some other girl that they asked if she had her identification, and she did dig around and find her ID and complied with, so she gave up her constitutional rights, and so because of that, they therefore let her go. But anybody that tried to hold on to their freedom...
So what happened to the woman who didn't? Did she go to jail?
The woman that...
She went to jail.
Yeah, she got arrested and charged with multiple felonies.
And they haven't dropped them?
They are considered... I think that... Oh, man, I don't have that frame of the video in front of me, but they have not yet dropped those charges... Though it sounds like there's some sort of a process that they're going through that may result in that.
Okay. So I suspect that's what's going to happen.
I mean,
what kind of felony is there for walking away from a cop who's asking those questions? I don't know. I mean,
you know, resisting arrest, that kind of crap. I don't know if that was the felony. I don't have the list of
either.
The charges in front of me, but just, you know.
It seemed to me that in order to get arrested for resisting arrest, they would have to say, you're under arrest.
Yet another example of the cops just being out of control. There's no freedom of the press anymore in this country. If the cops don't want you recording their little pullover, they're going to arrest you. They're going to take your camera. Lauren Canario here in New Hampshire, one of our activists, had her video camera and videotape stolen by the federal government agents. that she was attempting to walk down a public road by, and they've never given it back to her.
Oh, yeah, she's not letting that go either.
She's not letting it go?
No, she's not just going to say, oh, it's okay that you took my camera.
So what is she going
to
do?
Well, every time she talks to them, she asks for a camera back.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all you can do, right? I mean, ask. They're not going to give it to you. 1-800-259-9231. And if you didn't think the police were intimidating enough, here's a story from the Chicago Tribune. Mayor Richard Daley said that Chicago police officers will now be armed with high-powered assault rifles when they're on the streets fighting gangs and other criminals. He says many times they're outgunned, to be very frank. When they come to a scene, someone has a semi-fully automatic weapon.
Yep.
Semi-fully automatic weapon.
Yeah,
you know what you're talking about, buddy.
They love to make it seem like, you know, the cops are doing what you see in the movies every day, you know?
Putting their lives on the line to protect the little guys.
Looks like dead presidents there.
He says, you've got a little pistol, good luck. The city's police officers carry pistols, and Daley suggested they'll start carrying M4 rifles. Police spokesbureaucrat said the department's still working out the details about the M4 carbines. And looks like they pointed out that the Chicago SWAT units and other departments around the country already carry high-powered assault weapons. So these weapons will better match the Chicago police officers against criminals with sophisticated weapons, such as high-powered assault rifles. He says, we're finding out that the weapons of criminals are getting bigger and bigger. AK-47s, all types of different weapons. Because they can carry assault weapons, it's not a violation of federal law, and that's a concern for all of us, he said. So look for the Chicago police to begin carrying machine guns as well, as the New York City police have been doing for well over a year, at the very least.
Now they can't be outdone by the big city.
Yep, and you can expect to see this continue to spread as more police departments continue to militarize themselves ever further and become ever more insulated from the rest of us. It's that us versus them mentality. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up here in moments, Mark, you've got a story about, how do we describe this? I guess testicles. You could say testicles on the air, right?
And that's what it's about.
It's about testicles. We'll get to that here in moments, so have that ready. But first, since we're continuing to we've been sort of talking about cop stuff, police abuse all hour long. Might as well read some corrupt cop stories just for the hell of it. This is from the Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org. A perverted Oklahoma sheriff in Arapahoe, Oklahoma, the Custer County sheriff resigned April 16th as state prosecutors filed a 35-count indictment charging him with coercing and bribing female inmates to participate in sex acts. We actually talked about this story not too long ago. Now, former Custer County Sheriff Mike Burgess faces 14 counts of second-degree rape, 7 counts of forcible oral sodomy, and 5 counts of bribery by a public official, among other charges. A federal lawsuit filed by 12 former inmates alleges that Burgess and his employees had them participate in wet T-shirt contests and gave cigarettes to inmates who had flashed their breasts. He also allegedly had sex with a female drug court participant after telling her she would be sent to prison if she didn't satisfy his sexual demands. Another prisoner alleges she was given trustee status after agreeing to perform a sex act on Burgess, but lost that status when she later refused. He also faces 2 counts each of sexual battery, rape by instrumentation, and subornation of perjury, and is facing up to 467 years in prison.
Wow.
In Atlanta, an Atlanta police officer involved in a November 2006 raid that resulted in the death of 92-year-old Catherine Johnston, which we covered pretty extensively on this program, went on trial this week in connection with her killing. Officer Arthur Tesler was one of 3 officers charged in the case, in which they ginned up a story to get a search warrant at her address, did a no-knock entry, then shot and killed Johnston after she opened fire on them as they burst through her door. Let's remember to remind people here that the woman was 92 years old, and she couldn't see or hear very well. It was 7 o'clock at night. She lived in a bad section of town, so how was she supposed to know who was busting through her door yelling?
No way.
Anyway, former officers, or they planted marijuana in her basement because they couldn't find anything
else. They just shot and killed the old woman.
Right. She was allegedly, the allegation was that there was cocaine or something being dealt out of the home, but they planted marijuana there and they
didn't have any crack on them to plant, so.
Nope. They made up the story in the first place to even go there. They then planted marijuana in her basement and asked another informant to lie in an attempt to cover up their errors.
Former officers Greg Jr. and Jason Smith pleaded guilty to state charges of voluntary manslaughter and a federal charge of violating her constitutional rights and are now in federal prison awaiting sentencing. Tesler, the only one to go to trial, is charged with the lesser crimes of making a false statement to an investigator, violating his oath of office, and unlawful imprisonment. He's facing up to 15 years in federal prison. In Pendleton, Indiana, Pendleton Correctional Facility guard was arrested last month, or actually earlier this month, after police found 3.2 pounds of marijuana in his car. Tracy McGrady faces charges of bribery, trafficking with an inmate, official misconduct, and possession of marijuana over 30 grams. Police say she hid drugs in containers of frozen food to smuggle them into the prison. McGrady went down after another guard inside the prison tipped off authorities.
You know, that's how prison is. It's snitches everywhere. The convicts are just too proud of themselves to keep their damn mouths shut. And, that's what brings them down every time. Some guy managed to work it out with this gal to bring in marijuana. And then, he just has to tell his friend who tells his friend who tells his friend who tells his friend. And then the information gets around. And then somebody gets in trouble.
It could have been that somebody knew she was coming in with it and got pissed at her for some reason and decided to turn the tables. That's a possibility.
How would they know that she was coming in with it? Because she ran
told somebody. Who knows? Or that maybe she needed help to get it in. Anyway, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, a former Santa Fe police detective was sentenced a few weeks ago to 3 years probation for stealing money seized from a drug suspect. Former Detective Danny Ramirez had pleaded guilty to one count of theft after being caught with stealing $5,000 during the May 2006 drug arrest. He was also fined $1,000. So he got away with $4,000 out of that one and probation. In Chicago, a former Maywood police officer was acquitted of charges that he tipped off a local gang leader about a police drug raid in 2005. The former officer had been charged with criminal drug conspiracy and official misconduct after an investigation by the state's attorney's office. The misconduct charge was dropped before trial, and during the two-week jury trial, prosecutors alleged that phone calls between him and the drug suspect were aimed at helping him evade law enforcement, but the defense successfully argued that Wade was grooming him as an informant and feeding him false information to ingratiate himself. The jury deliberated for 4 hours before delivering the not guilty verdict. So that one got off. Occasionally, though, as these stories do indicate, the corrupt cops do get caught, because if you keep doing naughty stuff as a police officer, eventually someone's going to get wind of it. And if that someone's not friendly to you, then they could turn the tables on you and you could go down. Most of the time, you're pretty safe. Most of the time, the entire department, if you're a cop, will rally behind you and they, the cone of silence will come down over top of everything, or the thin blue line will wrap itself around the entire department, and everybody will be real quiet like, and they'll end up coming out that, oh, nothing went wrong here, everything's fine, we're going to handle this internally, there's no need for any charges. But occasionally some people do get in trouble, which is always nice to see. Though, of course, if we didn't have a war on drugs in the first place, then these guys wouldn't be able to be corrupt in that way, would they? The sheriff that was forcing women to have sex, he could still get away with that. But the rest of these were all drug-related cases. So all of this never would have had to happen. 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark.
All that easy money, and that's what happens, I'm afraid. It's hard. If we weren't tempting our police with these situations, you can see how many of these wouldn't turn out this way.
Yeah, well, let's talk testicles in a moment. I've got to go and take Brandon. I forgot about him. Brandon in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. I wanted to tell you guys about some information I found. I wanted to educate Kim the other night. She called about zombies. And I wanted to give her a quick education on some of the stuff that I kind of just realized and dug up. Because we got zombies out here, guys.
Okay.
We got lots of zombies, but they're not like the normal movie zombies that maybe you've seen on TV. They're after the money, the power. They're after, you see what I'm getting at, sex.
Politicians?
Just to get off.
You're talking about politicians?
These are our cops. These are our cops, our bureaucrats.
Okay.
You guys were talking earlier about having to face these guys. And I tell you what, we can. These guys are dangerous, but we can face them down. I got harassed by the cops the other day, and I stood up to him. He basically just pulled up. I was smoking a cigarette behind my house late at night. I do that quite often because I don't smoke near my kids, my house, anything like that. But once in a while, I want to smoke, and I can do that. I'm an adult. So I went out there and smoked legally in a, you know, a smoking area, because out here in California there's a lot of non-smoking areas.
Right.
And and the cop pulled up and decided he wanted to say, where are you from and what are you doing and what have you been doing, where do you live at? And I said, sir, if I'm not under arrest, I have nothing to say to you. And what's your name, sir? And I said, well, sir, I refuse to tell you my name because there's no crime in progress unless you're going to put me under arrest. Am I free to go? And, of course, you know, he got, that really got him flustered. He got really hot-headed and decided, well, you know, you're slowing me down. I got a lot of, you know, I just need to know where you're at.
No,
well,
you don't.
I know you need to know, sir, but I'm not going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
eventually had to leave. So you can't stand up to him. And another thing we can do is stop paying our taxes, guys.
Oh, I'm with you there, man. Definitely with you there. I love that idea. I'm looking to stop paying more taxes into the future. I've already stopped the federal stuff. It's just the state and the local stuff's a little more difficult.
You know, if we work together, the more of us who get out there and, you know, hold their feet to the fire by standing up to them when they try and push us around, and the more that we as people start to obtaining our own personal rights and taking our own personal responsibilities, the better off we're going to be, guys. So I just wanted to let Kim know to fight the zombies.
Brandon, before you go, so you have kids?
Yeah, I do.
And you don't
pay one on the way.
And you don't pay your federal income tax?
Well, I tell you what, I'm paying this year because my wife is going to pay. I'd better get on board with the bandwagon. But I'll tell you what, Mark, as soon as I can, I'll be on the bandwagon in New Hampshire with you guys. But that, again, is with the wife.
Well,
is there some kind of a contract I can get in with the coming up there and the part of the Free State Project as far as, you know, as soon as my wife decides to go with it?
can that be part
of the stipulation?
Can you sign can you sign and say I'll come if I can convince my wife?
Just,
yeah.
Just sign up and say it's your intent. You know, I mean, that's easy. The statement says that it's your intent to move, and, you know, that's it. You intend to move. Of course, you intend to convince your wife, and she would be a circumstance. The statement can't cover all circumstances.
You know, guys, I've got to be honest with you. Like the taxes thing, you got to choose the right time to stand up. I can stand up to the cop on the street, but I can't stand up to the guys with the guns. As soon as I can stand up to my wife, we'll be in New Hampshire. So
I'm with you there. Good luck with that, Brandon, and looking forward to seeing you here. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Testicles. We're going to talk testicles, and I swear to you, this is not pandering, so don't call the FCC. One way, it's free talk.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.